Well, good Monday morning, beloved. It's good to join together with you as we begin a new week. This morning we are in Psalm 147, and today's psalm expands on themes that we found in last Friday's reading. That was Psalm 146. And these themes include God's help and justice for the poor, the importance of trusting in God rather than human leaders, and the glory of God's creation. This psalm was written after the exile, which we've been studying about in our Wednesday services, and praises God for restoring Jerusalem and bringing his people home. God's saving words for us this week will be praise and thanksgiving, and so let's get started. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praise to our God. It is pleasant and right to praise him. The Lord is restoring Jerusalem. He is bringing back the exiles. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He has decided the number of the stars and calls each one by name. Great and mighty is our Lord. His wisdom cannot be measured. He raises the humble, but crushes the wicked to the ground. Sing hymns of praise to the Lord. Play music on the harp to our God. He spreads clouds over the sky. He provides rain for the earth and makes grass grow on the hills. He gives animals their food and feeds the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in strong horses, nor his delight in brave soldiers, but he takes pleasure in those who honor him, in those who trust in his constant love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. He keeps your gates strong. He blesses your people. He keeps your borders safe and satisfies you with the finest wheat. He gives a command to the earth, and what he says is quickly done. He spreads snow like a blanket and scatters frost like dust. He sends hail like gravel, and no one can endure the cold he sends. He gives a command, and the ice melts. He sends the wind, and the waters flow. He gives his message to his people, his instruction and laws to Israel. He has not done this for other nations. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Well, today's key verse is Psalm 147, verse 5, where the psalmist says, "Great and mighty is our Lord. His wisdom cannot be measured." You know, God's blessings for Jerusalem includes, as we see in verses 12 through 20, secure gates, which means peace, many children, health and vitality, and good harvest. Every need important to man is met, is promised to be met here in this passage of Scripture. And it is comforting to know that we too, as God's children through Christ, have the same promises that he is going to meet every one of our needs according to his abundant riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praise to you, O God. It is pleasant and right to praise you. May I find the strength and wisdom to obey your word and walk in your ways all my life. I seek to honor you. I trust in your constant love. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to an end. And join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 148, where the universe is called upon to praise God. Until then, may God richly bless you. Is my prayer. God bless.